With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Willow Flowage Scenic Waters area in Oneida County will be getting a little bigger. The Natural Resources Board has approved buying 77 acres of land from the Kenneth W. Aldridge Living Trust. DNR Real Estate Section Manager Kaylin Helm described the property.
The parcel is located entirely within the Willow Flowage Scenic Waters area project boundary and is accessible to the public through adjacent department-owned land to the south and its frontage on Camp 9 Road. Acquisition of the subject property would add 1.5 miles of river frontage and additional recreational opportunities in this area. This corridor is very popular for canoeing and kayaking, fishing, and wildlife viewing, and it's known for its undeveloped nature and solitude.
Resolutions of support for the acquisition had been received from the town of Minocqua and Oneida County. The Natural Resources Board approved a deal to purchase the property using $231,000 from the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. The Willow Flowage Scenic Waters area was established in 1997 to preserve the undeveloped character and scenic beauty of the area for future generations. The case of the Shorewood resident fighting for the public's right to enjoy Wisconsin's Lake Michigan shoreline is not over. A year ago, local police ticketed Paul Florsheim for walking north of Atwater Beach onto what the village considers private property. Florsheim appealed the ticket. His case is now in Milwaukee County Circuit Court. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz reports as part of the Wisconsin News Collaborative.
Thursday afternoon, Judge J.D. Watts listened to both sides, Florsheim's and the village's. Attorney Rob Lee with Midwest Environmental Advocates is representing Florsheim. Lee argued the public has a constitutional right to the Lake Michigan shoreline.
Below the ordinary high water mark on navigable lakes, that land is held in trust by the state on behalf of the public.
Lee says that includes walking the beach.
It is the public's land, not the riparian owner's land.
Attorney Nathan Bayer represents the village of Shorewood.
I'll be very brief, Your Honor, but I want to be very clear about something. This is not state-owned land. I'll repeat that. This is not state-owned land.
The two sides volleyed case law back and forth that each says supports their argument. Bayer, the attorney for Shorewood, drew from a 1923 Lake Winnebago shoreline dispute. In that case, the state Supreme Court ruled in favor of the property owner.
Domel is still good law, and it's a law that controls this particular case. We believe that the only conclusion that can be drawn is the conviction should be upheld.
Judge Watts says he'll issue a written decision by September 4th.
This is a very, very interesting issue, but I can let everyone be assured that the court does what it needs to do. The court doesn't do dramatic things to be dramatic.
Paul Florsheim says he left the courtroom feeling puzzled. He's uncertain what the judge's decision might be.
My concern is that what we end up with doesn't resolve the issue. The larger issue of can the public have clear access to public trust land, and that that public trust land includes the beach on Lake Michigan.
Susan Bentz, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Rhinelander residents are being targeted by a scam telling them they owe a payment to the city planning department. This time, the scam attempts come from an email address that ends at usa.com. Any legitimate City of Rhinelander communications would come from accounts ending in at rhinelanderwi.us. Multiple municipalities in Wisconsin have been targeted with this type of scam. As far as city officials know, nobody locally has fallen for it. They say the city will never ask for payment via wire transfer. You're asked to let the city clerk's office or the Rhinelander Police Department know about any scam attempts. More governors are shifting their stances or taking more steps to squeeze data centers as the midterm elections near and public opinion sours on the energy-hungry facilities that tech giants and developers are building to fuel artificial intelligence products and cloud computing. The backlash to the massive server warehouses is enveloping races for governor in some of the nation's biggest states and presidential battlegrounds. In Wisconsin, the Democratic nominee for governor, David Crowley, narrowly defeated a challenger who made her call for a one-year moratorium on data center construction a centerpiece of her campaign. Crowley has taken a more nuanced approach, saying local communities must have veto authority, while also saying data centers are part of the modern economy and could bring significant economic benefits to the state. His Republican opponent, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, has attacked Crowley on the issue, including a TV ad released this week where he calls him Data Center David Crowley. This week, the Oneida County Board passed a one-year moratorium on data center development in zoned areas to allow time for rules to be developed. The prediction market company Novig is preemptively suing Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call in hopes of keeping him from taking legal action to enforce state gambling laws. Wisconsin Public Radio reports Novig claims Congress gave exclusive authority to a federal agency to regulate companies like it. Novig's lawsuit was filed Friday in federal court. It followed Call's lawsuits in state court against fellow prediction market companies like Kelsey, Robinhood, Coinbase, Polymarket, and Crypto.com. The Wisconsin Department of Justice claims the companies are facilitating online sports betting, which is illegal in Wisconsin unless computer servers are located on tribal land. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.